Dust, lots of it, in big clouds, drifted in the wake of the huge 4x4 as it made its way towards Glen Spencer's land. Don't bring one of those little cars, he had warned. It won't make it up here. So the big car, more of a small truck, really, bounced and rumbled along the unpaved road that led up to Arizona's borderlands. The air still has some cool in it in the morning this time of year in Arizona, though the day promised much heat. The early light has a delicacy to it that is swiftly lost as the temperature climbs and a heat haze lies heavy on the land. The earth is dry, grey-brown all around, though there's still a fair amount of green about. The mesquite holds the water well. Disturbed by the vibrations of the oncoming car, a long-necked bird trotted primly across the road and out of the way. Up a winding road and onto a plateau, the car crunched to a halt amongst a cluster of buildings. A caravan sat patiently. A car waited for a driver that would never come. Its bonnet open, lush grass grew through its engine block. Maybe it was the wrong place. Aside from two sleek and well-kept horses, there were no signs of life. A couple of hundred yards away, a brown metal barrier, maybe 5 metres high, marked the line between America and Mexico. Only the horses stirred. Then Glenn appeared. To some, he is a patriot. To others, an obsessive. He might be called a whack job here. He is, without doubt, an American eccentric. But he is deadly serious. Serious enough to have left his wife and his home in California and ended up in this lonely perch right at the end of America. Blue-grey eyes looked out from underneath a cap decorated with a Marine Corps camouflage design. A grey camouflage shirt hung over a comfortable belly. Legs emerged from a pair of shorts. Glenn is nearly 75, but moves with an almost boyish energy and enthusiasm. Out by the brown metal border, he and his team have built a sign, a solid blue frame, maybe 2 metres in height, onto which had been placed in what looked like silver letters, the words, "Secure the Border." The US Border Patrol has been trying to do that for decades. Not far away, at their base in Nogales, a town split between Mexico and the US, they showed off their hardware. A car park with hundreds of vehicles, a warehouse with row after row of black, dust-covered quad bikes. There are helicopters, remote cameras, fingerprint scanners, night vision goggles, dog teams, horses, X-ray trucks, all of it dedicated in part to turning back the tide of humanity that sought to move from south to north in search of a better life. The US Border Patrol's budget has trebled in the last 10 years, a result of the political pressure to do something about the border. And then there are groups like Glenn's. He monitors the border from the air with a homemade remote control aircraft feeding back pictures, and from the ground with sensors his team have built. Every now and then, Glenn pilots his four-seater Cessna to look at the border. The fence from the air, a pencil-thin brown line that rises and falls with the peaks and troughs of the hard land. Columns of rising air knock the little plane as the day warms up. The cool edge of the morning has long gone. Everywhere reeks of heat as the clock moves past midday. He flies over a new US Border Patrol post. Grey buildings and grey car parks spick and span against the desert and the scrub. $40 million that cost, he says. For that I could have secured the border. He turns the plane towards home. All around, Arizona leeches away into the distance, entirely flat until interrupted by sudden mountains. A good general picks his battlefield, said Glenn, explaining why he'd come to the state. Arizona is the battlefield. But like some generals of old, he may be fighting the last war. The flow of immigrants coming over the border has slowed. Tighter security, a falling birth rate in Mexico, and the weak US economy have all played a part. And so has the Arizona law that targets illegal immigrants. But Glenn won't stop now. This is what he does, day in, day out. He landed the little plane, slipped it neatly into the hangar, and drove off, his big car disappearing into the heat haze of the Arizona day.